1620 94.5 WTAW. This podcast contains comments from the November 17, 2021 meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents Building Facilities Committee. First speaker is the system's chief facilities officer, Brett McCauley, detailing construction of a new fire training school building, the new Brayton Administrative and Classroom Building.
Your approval is requested for construction of the Brayton New Administrative and Classroom Facility Project for Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service at a budget of $31,945,000. This project is located at the current Brayton Field Training Field campus. Site development work will include the site utilities, landscaping, a 280-space parking lot, site lighting, a new compacting dumpster location, and mechanical yard. Proposed two-story facility will contain approximately 55,000 gross square feet. It will include classrooms of various capacities, a computer testing lab, business offices, shared conference rooms, shelf space for a gift shop, and core building facilities. This is a perspective view from the northwest of the rendering. Construction on this project is scheduled to begin in December 2021, with substantial completion of the construction currently scheduled for May of 2023.
Next speaker is Texas A&M's Chief Financial Officer John Crawford, explaining the second phase of improvements at one of Texas A&M's residence halls in the Commons Complex, Aston Hall.
Approval is requested for construction of the interior finishes renovation Aston Hall Phase 2 project at Texas A&M University at a budget of almost $4.8 million. The map here shows the location. Aston's one of the four Commons residence halls in the Southside residence hall area. And this project is a finishes upgrade and Texas accessibility standards compliance upgrade for the rooms not completed previously in a phase one project. The dorm was originally constructed in 1975. Aston Hall is a four-story, 72,000 square foot dorm consisting of 214 student rooms, 120 shared bathrooms, study rooms, and common areas and spaces. The existing interior finishes have reached the end of their useful life. The phase two scope of this project will include completing interior finishes of about 140 rooms, several offices, study rooms, bathrooms, and laundry rooms. The stairwells and fire-rated doors will also be addressed on all four floors. General construction shall consist of the removal of flooring, patching, and painting walls, new signage, electrical outlets, switches, room doors, blinds, metal closets, and all of that other stuff. So construction on the project is scheduled to begin in December 2021 with substantial completion of construction scheduled for July 29, 2022. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for John?
Is this all in our deferred maintenance pile?
Yes, sir.
This hall addresses deferred maintenance?
Yes, sir. And so this will be the second. We had a phase one project that addressed a good bit. This is phase two that'll finish up everything that wasn't addressed in phase one. Yes, sir.